Montana's indigenous population is pushing back against efforts to limit ballot collection on tribal lands. Many members of the state's seven tribes live several hours from the nearest polling place. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled two laws make it prohibitive for people living on reservations to reach a polling place or mail an absentee ballot before Election Day. The state is now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review that ruling. Executive Director Ronnie Joe Horse says Western Native Voice collects ballots from tribal residents who face transportation and other hurdles that keep them from getting to a physical polling place, and adds that service was very important during the pandemic.
You know, we had a novel virus going around. A lot of people were afraid to leave their houses because Native Americans had a really high mortality rate than any other group in America.
The bills ended Election Day voter registration and third-party ballot collection services in Montana, but the state's high court ruled them unconstitutional and stopped them from taking effect. The American Civil Liberties Union says voters on tribal lands have disproportionately relied on Election Day voter registration and ballot collection services in Montana to cast ballots. Horse says those critical services need to be protected.
And then if they did put more barriers or even take away ballot collection, those will actually put up barriers for all of Montana, not only Native Americans, to make that decision and cast their vote.
Election Day registration has been the law in Montana for 15 years, and efforts to end it were seen as measures to make voting for indigenous people more difficult. Early voting in Montana starts October 7th. I'm Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.